You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And we know that Shin Daddy
on vacation
is off until, what, is it next Tuesday he's off to, Bill?
Next Tuesday he's off. Good for him. They're still, everything is all cleaned up from Tropical Tuesday.
Finally.
They set up a rainforest.
Yeah, Schaefer missed that one.
They set up a rainforest inside the bank, and there's macaws and a lot of humidity. So the drive-through was very, as Sipple pointed out, was very tough to get through because couldn't see anybody inside.
We should probably give a shout out to the maintenance staff. The amount of work that they have to put in after hours.
They've had to install like those garage doors to go up and down.
I was thinking about just all the chicks that were given away last Thursday, and then just the cleanup that would be required after that. And
shout out.
What would the chicks have sounded like, Jake?
You have to make the face.
It's remarkable.
He's so good at it.
You can't do that without making the face. You have to.
Those are chicks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I want to give the maintenance staff a shout out.
Thank you, Schaefer. The Midwest Bank.
There was no snakes though.
There's no snakes.
Tropical.
No snakes.
Nobody needs them.
No. Macaws though.
Had macaws.
Six of them.
Six macaws. Big ones.
Big ones.
Is there like a rental company that you can use to get six macaws here?
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like they're indigenous to Creighton, environmental settings. So
you'd be surprised, Shane.
Indigenous.
I would certainly be surprised.
A lot of people had macaws in town that just brought them down.
You could take Sammy for the day, I guess. Sure.
Well, you see, in the 50s, it became very trendy to have a macaw.
They're still around.
Not Creighton. It's not Pender. They're still around. It's not even close to Pender, right? It's not close to Pender, is it?
It's an hour and a half. It's a pretty decent drive. Yes, hour and 20. It's not an hour after an hour and 20. Schaefer, you're too young. We talked about the during me and Steve's parallel lives.
Oh yes,
you had to pop open people. We always popped open trunks to listen to music.
With the speaker system and everything back there.
Yeah. Well, some people eventually during our day, there was no bonus speakers. There was just that you could hear the speakers better. Then it got to where they put subwoofers and different things in the trunk. Mm-hmm. That became
That's
the
not
next
what
phase.
You're talking about,
no, that wasn't the original part. So I thought you might have caught that phase, right, of the subwoofer in the trunk.
Yeah, that was definitely a phase.
Yeah.
Not for me personally, but for others in high school that
in
invested
Columbus.
In such. Oh yes,
my nephew had that.
Nick. You've never brought up your nephew.
He has
for sure.
Oh, 100 times probably. Yeah. Not 100, but probably mid-70s.
Skyler and Bo and Nick. All,
yes. Yeah. Oh, Nick, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You met him at the wedding. You talked to him, so just so you know that.
All right.
It was a big deal because he was doing like that, and then my dad helped him do it, and so my dad had to crawl into the trunk. So my dad, Ron, was in the trunk of the car. Really? Yes, in the trunk of the car getting the subwoofer installed in his Impala.
Better times, Schaefer.
Yes. We didn't see the better times, Schaefer. We missed out.
We're
aware of them, but I like to live in it for a couple of days or a year and see what it was
Jake,
like.
Jake, you'd have loved it so much. It's like one of those Back to the Future things. Jake would never come back to real time. He'd be like, I'm good.
I'm now imagining a better times themed park. That you know, you have Universal Studios Schaefer. And all of those.
Schaefer, this is an incredible idea.
He's an ideas guy.
Just yes. This theme park that exists for people to go back to.
It's called Better Times. It's called Better Times. There's a big sign that says Better Times.
That's all you got to know.
Oh, everyone's smoking cigarettes, walking around. Oh, drive-in movie would be open. Oh.
You'd see Cordobas, El Caminos, Tornados, Cutlass Supremes.
Oh, 69 Chevelles whipping past.
Yeah.
Oh, Novas.
Novas.
God. Who needs another Universal Studios?
Better Times.
Yeah. Someone needs to start in on Better Times. You guys might want to get an LLC with that name just so you can protect Better Times.
Hey. Another idea.
Well, Schaefer's on top. He's a business guy.
That's not a bad idea. Man. That's not a bad idea at all. You have to come up with
just all things, though, it comes down to capital, of which we don't have, collectively.
Hey, we can work on it, though.
Near enough.
You know what, though?
We'll talk to the people.
You know who we're good friends with? The Peds.
The Peds.
We'll talk to
Sean and Tom.
Will they be interested? Carson, let us know.
This could make a big adventure.
So out there at Sand Hills Global Event Center out there, they could have Better Times as a drive-in experience.
Look at Schaefer. He's just on top of it.
And you get your ham. No. And you get your ham at the same time.
Carson show
Scott, are you listening to this?
Carson, listen up.
There's enough land out there for our own place, not at Sand Hills Global.
The Better Times theme park?
Yeah, the Better Times theme park. I don't want it to be.
We could do it at
Okay, all right.
We want our own theme park.
I'm just saying, we've got to figure out where the capital is going to come from.
I think this could become a thing that's all over the country. It would just be based here.
Imagine going to St. Louis, Better Times.
Is it
San Antonio where Six Flags originated? So it's basically Six Flags, but it's Better Times.
Right. It's not Nebraska, just one Better Times.
Okay. And the rides would all be carnival rides from the 70s. Tilt-A-Whirls.
Bill's Roller Coaster.
I spent a lot of county fairs on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Oh, it's a classic.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And the Roller Coaster.
And they weren't all the same. If you got in a certain cart, some of them would go better than the other ones.
Some of them had that hard whip function.
Oh, yeah.
It's what I assume going to a chiropractor or a really rough masseuse would be. Yeah. And you just come out of it and you're just all somehow aligned, but probably never aligned the same
what
again.
What do you guys do? I work for the carnival and I run the Tilt-A-Whirl. And I put kids on there and I whip them around in circles. And then if they throw up, that was me.
You
on
go
that.
Clean it up.
I got caught on the roller coaster.
guys For talking, 5 minutes.
Oh, God. The guy's talking to a Schaefer. It's this little roller coaster and it wasn't safe. And I got nervous. It was down by Marv's bar. And so I went up a little bit early because I knew we were going to ride it. I go, I'm not a big fan of him, so I'm going to ride it by myself. So I get on there, and I'm in the last cart, so it's got the most whip to it. And then I'm riding this thing. I want to know if I'm going to throw up or not when I'm around all my real friends. So I'm whipping around this baby, and the dude running it starts talking to this local girl.
Oh,
and he loses track of me. And every time I go by, I'd be like, hey! I'd be waving at him like, hey! And he just kept talking. I went for 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes on this roller coaster. Finally, the guy's like, oh, sorry about that.
It's like permanent scarring, Bill.
I think there is a permanent scarring.
It was right by Marv's bar. It was set up on Main Street.
Let me off this thing.
That explain some of your issues.
Better times.
Half hour on the roller coaster.
We're going to get that guy to operate.
Yes.
Hey, Better Times theme park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Schaefer's on top of it.
She's got an idea here now.
Better times.
Yes. Mike Schaefer, 24/7 Sports. By the way, we have an opportunity. This hour is open for sponsorship with Schaefer. If you want to text us, you're interested, 402-464-5685. Some things have happened. We got an opportunity. If you want to be part of this hour, text us at 402-464-5685.
You can find some people real quick.
Schaefer, it was a massive recruiting weekend for Nebraska. We know of one commitment so far in Rex Waterman, offensive lineman from Arizona. What do you know about him? And guess after that, who might be next up for Nebraska?
Yeah, I mean, he's just kind of a quintessential big offensive lineman that a little bit more developmental oriented. And I think one of the things that's interesting about him is he's what I would call a swing lineman, which is you're recruiting him that he can play the interior, but he's also spent his high school career playing left tackle. And so this is a guy that if he has to be a tackle in a pinch, or if you need to move things around to kind of massage the numbers, he can play either inside or outside. So, you know, those guys are really, really valuable. And so he is, he also comes from a really good school in Arizona, in Chandler. And he is, the guy Nebraska identified in January, and they really invested in heavily. And he's been out here three times. I felt good going into the weekend. And then I heard pretty early Sunday that it was looking good for Nebraska, especially when he basically said he was going to cancel his Duke visit. I mean, anytime visits are getting canceled after they leave an official visit, usually a pretty good sign for their last
red stop. Flag. I want to ask a bit, quick question. When you get a sponsor, we'll deal with you a little more. A quick question for Bill, just a quick one. It's easier. Would you say it's easier for an offensive lineman to move from?
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Tackle to guard than it is to guard to tackle.
Yeah, that's pretty universal. I mean, that's
why is that?
It could happen. Someone says, no, it's happened before. It has happened before. You guard to tackle. That happens. But it's just, like I said, it's a different skill set. Your bottom line is, like, most of the time as a tackle, you're unattached, which means there's no one outside of it.
Right.
Or in the guard, you're in a smaller window. So in the pass rush method, there's not quite as much room with it. But there are people that have went both that have went from guard out. But no, it's always, when you are looking at someone, you're going like, what are you going to do? It's always a real simple. start him at tackle. If it doesn't work, go to guard.
Yep.
You don't ever go like, hey, get this really good guard. If it doesn't work, go to tackle.
All right, Shafe, the next question. Do you have crystal balls in for anybody?
Yeah, I only put in one, but I feel good about multiple of them. The one that I put in was early Sunday because it felt like there had been, and I'm guilty of this too, it felt like there had been a pretty strong thought that Luke Sorensen was going to end up with Penn State. And everything I heard throughout the visit on Friday and into Saturday and then Sunday was that Nebraska had basically just hit a home run on this. They came in with more momentum than I think people probably realized. And again, I'm guilty of that. I don't know that I thought that they had as good of a chance as they ultimately did. Another one, Penn State visit got canceled. So he's been to Ole Miss. He's been to Nebraska. He just finished a Nebraska visit. He went fishing with Tom Osborne on Saturday.
Didn't know.
Yeah. So he had a unique, they did some things with that visit that set them up really well. That was a guy they really wanted. We talked about, there was four tight ends coming into, the second half of this part of the year, calendar cycle-wise, and Luke Sorensen was one of those four. It was Camden Jensen, Isaac Jensen, Luke Sorensen, and Lincoln Watkins, and they, I feel about 100% confident, have locked down Luke Sorensen given two things. He canceled the Penn State visit. Lincoln Watkins had his visit canceled on him to come out next weekend. Nebraska got the tight end in their class. I mean, it's now just a matter of waiting until Luke Sorensen announces it publicly.
Is he Anaheim? Is that where he's from?
He's from Servite High School in Anaheim, yeah.
Servite High School.
And so he is, I would compare him kind of similarly to a Jack Stoll, which is that he plays in a high school system where it's pretty rare for him to get the ball thrown to him because they're running most of the time. And so he's coming in as a tight end that has more of an inline experience, and he's going to have to get better as a pass catcher. And in that aspect, but it doesn't mean that he can't, it's just that he hasn't had to do it a lot in high school because he's just from more of a run oriented.
Okay. So from that group of visitors, and there were nine last week.
So that's one of them. Other two that I feel good about, Hayden Ainsworth, offensive lineman from Biloxi, Mississippi. He was out here as well. There's some sort of connection to Nebraska that I haven't fully
explored.
He used
to live here.
Okay, yeah. Because
used to live in Papillion, I think.
I knew that there was something extra to it. But in addition to that, I mean, it just from hearing from different people in the network coming into the visit, other schools were pretty sure Nebraska was the one you had to beat. And same thing is with Luke Sorensen, and he was supposed to go to Florida State on Monday. That visit got canceled. And it came from his end to go into Florida State because they want offensive linemen. And so that, again, makes me feel pretty good. It hasn't been public yet, but I think things are lining up with Hayden Ainsworth. Cameron Wilson, another one I felt great coming into. This is one we talked about. Committed to Syracuse, yet every article you would read, didn't matter which of the services were putting him out there. When he would talk about Nebraska, he would talk about how it was his best unofficial visit, the best facilities he's been around, the great relationship he has with Phil Simpson, and then it would reference him as a Syracuse commit. So you just kind of felt like if and when the official visit took place, if he still felt this way, he was going to have a good enough time that it was going to be hard for Syracuse to top that. I think that's where we're at right now. He's going out to Syracuse this weekend. The school that I'm worried about more with Cameron Wilson is actually Florida State. They get the visit on June 20th. That visit happens. That feels like that's going to be a tough battle for Nebraska, but would be a defensive lineman. Feels very comfortable with what Nebraska is doing on the defensive side of the ball. Really obviously likes the fact that there's some Miami flavor here with guys like Ja'Cory Barney, Willis McGahee, Vincent Shavers, Larry Tarver, Amari Sanders. So I think having some of those young guys, and some of them like McGahee that went and played as a freshman, and Shavers, who set up to be a guy already in just his second year, I think really sort of helps when you're trying to recruit that area of the country. Like, you have guys that have come here and were immediately put in positions where they could contribute. That's a big, big thing in recruiting.
Brian Bonner, the running back from, I'm saying Santa Clarita.
Valencia, I think.
Oh.
Which is by Santa Clarita, two miles away.
Where are they at with Brian Bonner?
Yeah, that one, 24/7 Sports did not get a full update. I know going in, it felt like Washington was in a really good spot. I know Notre Dame was recruiting him, but they've also taken a couple running backs. This is one of those positions where Nebraska's got a couple guys, and it's sort of going to be interesting how this plays out. And even in a small class, do they look to take two to kind of fill up that running back room? So You've got Jamal Rule coming in this weekend. Brian Bonner was in last weekend. And then DeZephin Walker will come in June 20th. Nebraska wants at least one of those guys. Jamal Rule, it's his final official visit. Otherwise, he'd been to Virginia Tech, and I don't remember where the place was before it. But
Jamal Rule.
You have DeZephin Walker, who was just at Oklahoma. Nebraska's kind of been thought to be the favorite. He's from Raymore and Peculiar over there in the Kansas City suburb area. And then Brian Bonner. And I think Bonner's the best of them. I mean, that would be a pretty huge commitment to me. He's, I think, close to 6'1", 185 pounds already. He can just absolutely fly, and he doesn't look like he's scared of contact. So, but, you know, and then Jamal Rule is more of your power running back. So it makes me wonder if you put him with a DeZephin Walker or Brian Bonner, you try to take both.
Where does 247 have Brian Bonner ranked nationally, running back?
Just outside of the top 100
recruits
in the country. Let me look at running back specific.
I think he's a top 10 running back, right?
Yeah, no, they have him as a highly ranked recruit. I just don't know running back number specifically. So it looks like they have him as the number 6 running back, the number 104 recruit overall, the number 15 player in the state of California. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would be a pretty big recruiting win to me.
All right. Then this week, as far as official visitors go, what's the number, would you say?
I think last blush, it is so there's been a lot of change with this weekend as well, but I think they're at 6 official visitors is what we have at this moment. And again, you've got some offensive linemen, or at least one offensive lineman, and Leon Noyle Jr.
That's a big one, right?
He's coming from Edna Carr, which Nebraska's had some recruiting success at in the past in New Orleans. And so he is a guy that, again, they're looking to add tackles, and so then a Rex Waterman can definitely line up as a or start as a guard. But they've got to add some tackles in this class. Leon Noyle Jr., that's what he plays. Trying to think of who else is coming in this weekend. I know Valden Sohn, he's called the big ticket. When Terry Braddon went over to Sweden to meet with a family, it would have been his family. He's an international player who plays at a prep school in Virginia. And so he's made visits recently to Georgia, Auburn. Believe Michigan is going to get one this week. In Nebraska has their official visit starting Friday. EJ Barthel and Brandon Collier, who kind of works with these international players, sort of the handlers is really the only term that would be appreciable there, but he works with those guys. He's friends with EJ Barthel. A collection of them will be coming out for Friday Night Lights. So Valden Sohn, certainly a name to know for the weekend. Darian Jones, locally, you've got the Omaha North product coming in. It really feels like it's shaping up to be Darian Jones. Does he want to come play with his brother Donovan Jones and at Nebraska, or he's grew up kind of an Iowa fan. And
Iowa. So you've got,
Iowa. Looming.
Jake's home state.
Yep. Looming.
I lived there before.
For the June 20th visit. And so they've got to have a big visit, I think, this weekend. And curious how if his brother's going to be his player host and if they're really going to kind of play into that thing.
It's an Iowa-Nebraska battle, it looks like.
Yeah, and he's been at Iowa State, Minnesota, and Kansas State, but it feels like it's set up for Iowa and Nebraska. And it's a 4th of July commitment date. So,
how you like that?
Never a fan of the holiday commitments, me personally, but, you know, and especially for Nebraska, because once Freedom committed on 4th of July, like Freedom was an
Akimaliden, right?
Yes. I can't pronounce the name anymore.
You got it,
it's been
Jake.
So long, but
Jake will rush.
He committed NFL on the 4th of July. So when Freedom commits on the 4th of July, no one else should really try to go into
can't
that
copy
lane.
That.
But this would be, I think, like the Brunson and I were adding him up. Like the 7th, 4th of July commitment. Should Nebraska
the
get it?
The beat writers love the 4th of July commitment. Yeah, then they can just stop what they're doing.
I will be on a lake somewhere with almost no cell service. So I, you know, if this is happening, we're going to have all of our work done on the front
your
side of co-worker, it. I'll say it that much.
Your co-worker, BC, covered the Freedom Akimaliden. Yeah.
I did too. I was coming back from a Royals, then Cleveland Indians game that was on the 4th of July. My buddy was driving, and I used someone else's cell phone to record the interview. Got home, and then
I used someone else's cell phone.
Wrote it from my phone. Got that up online. Got home, back to my apartment, and who should commit but Monte Harrison committed later that night. You remember Monte Harrison?
I remember Monte Harrison?
The
yes,
best
God.
Receiver that never was.
God, he was beautiful.
Played baseball.
He, Oh, man. I wish so badly that fans would have been able to see that guy play wide receiver in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
Humongous catch radius. My favorite high school football game I've ever been to, which was Blue Springs versus Lee Summit West.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of guys that end up in the NFL, or in his case, Major League Baseball, playing in that game. A bunch of guys in Nebraska could have continued recruiting and would have had more success in Kansas City had
Monte Harris.
He made the majors for at least a short span. Was it a full year or not?
Yeah, he was. He made the majors. He, I don't think he ever stuck around for a full year. He definitely had a cup of coffee.
I think it was Tampa.
He was drafted by the Brewers and then traded from the Brewers to the Miami Marlins in the Christian Yelich deal.
Oh, so it wasn't Tampa.
No. He might have ended up on Tampa because he debuted with the Marlins and then he kind of bounced around a little
bit.
My
bad.
He was on the Angels at one point in time.
I went and watched
him. And now he's with the Arkansas Razorbacks.
He was good enough that the Journal Star sent me to watch him play basketball.
Oh, yeah. And he was a freak athlete, right? Like, he's one of those guys that was legitimately great at every sport he ever played. Physically was in that category where he was like 6'4", long armed, could jump out of the gym.
Yeah, he was
weird. Could just do everything. Yeah. And then you put him on a baseball diamond and he's like Sammy Sosa, just slugging home runs. Mm-hmm. And then if he's not doing that, he's turning a single into a double on a high school field.
And he was just after Bubba Starling, right?
In that range. It was a very frustrating time, Bill, because you had this Bubba Starling story and the Monte Harrison story, and they were both exceedingly good athletes. And you kind of knew you weren't going to get either of them.
You were holding on that for some reason Harrison's football status would cause him to drop down a little bit in terms of signing bonus. Then he's taken in the second round, and I think the Brewers offered.
That was Bo's staff.
I think the Brewers offered $500,000. I think that's what he signed for. So
Bubba actually came to the
autograph. He was here. He was here at Fan Day. He had the longest Fan Day line I think I'd ever seen.
It was a leverage play. It was right before the draft, right?
Yeah.
And so let's go there.
You know,
go sign autographs. Put a Husker jersey on. Get you extra million.
It wasn't before the draft. It was before. So they used to sign, like the signing date was the middle contract. August or whatever.
It was before his contract.
Yep. And so he hadn't signed yet. And so he was able to bilk a little extra money out of it.
He was here.
Yeah.
He was here signing autographs.
We have photos in our system of Bubba Starling in a Nebraska jersey at Memorial Stadium. So it existed.
Better time.
Not part of the theme park.
Not part of the
theme park.
No. The Better Times theme park it's pretty much 70s based, right?
Can't we come up with something new for Schaefer? I think we should come up with something new. It's for Crystal Ball. It's always Crystal Ball.
What would it be?
Ouija board? Something? I mean, anything. Anything.
I don't mind Ouija
everyone
board.
Uses Crystal Ball.
Okay.
Schaefer, this is your chance to get out in front of things.
We'll brainstorm
Breakers,
over here.
Text in.
Ouija board.
If you have any questions for Schaefer, please call or text 402-464-5685. More next. I really break in the ticket.
You're listening to...
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.